Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on to Zayin Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Tanchum. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Breid Rab Chia, Ish Kfar Akoy, Amar Rab Yakoy Bar Echo, Amar Rab Samloi, Va'amrila, in some say it's Amar Rab Tanchum, Amar Rab Huna, Va'amrila, Amar Rab Huna L'chudei, in some say it was just Rab Huna who said the following statement, that Talmud Shanida L'chvaydoi, we mentioned this halacha before, that if a Talmud puts someone into Nidoy for his own honor, it's not because the person did something against someone that was already considered a Rav, a Rebbe, he is a Talmud, and someone did something against him to slight his covet, and he puts him into Nidoy because of it, so Niduyoy Nidoy, his Nidoy is effective, even though he's just a Talmud, and it was only his honor that was that the person went against. Afal Pikain, his nidui is considered a valid nidui. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, minud de la rav. That someone who's a nidui because he did something to the rav, so then his nidui is effective even with respect, even klape the tamidim. But if someone's a nidui klape to the tamidim, so that nidui is ainu minud de la rav. It's not considered effective klape the rav. Now let's think about it. You see that this nidui is effective. It's not effective klape the rav, but everybody else, klape everyone else, it is effective. So now, what exactly did this person do wrong? Lamai, what did he do that he was deserving of nidui? Ib mili dishmayo. If it's because he did an avera, he did a terrible avera. So then, why? Just because the Talmud put him into nidui, is that nidui not effective? Klape the rav. Ein chacha vein tuna vein etzel neged Hashem. That who cares about the fact that it was only a Talmud who put the person into nidui? Lamaisa, if it's covered Hashem that's on the line, so then the nidui should be effective even klape the rav. It must be because all the person did was that he went against the covet of the Talmud, and that's why his nidui isn't considered effective klape the rav, because klape the rav the person didn't do something terribly wrong. But you still see that the nidui is considered effective with regards to everyone else. The nidui is effective, so you see that the Talmud should nidui lechvoidei nidui nidui. This is the raya that Talmud could put someone else into nidui even for doing something against his own covet. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says a separate halacha, nothing really to do directly with what we just said, but at Sorba Merabanan Avedina Lenafshet, that a young Talmud Chacham, so since we spoke before about a young Talmud Chacham, a Talmud Shenida Lechoidei, so Rav Yosef tells us another halacha about at Sorba Merabanan, a young Talmud Chacham, that Avedina Lenafshet B'milsa De Psikalei, that if something is very obvious to him what the halacha is, so he doesn't need to gather a bezdin to issue a psak, he can make a psak even by himself, as long as the psak is obvious to him, it's a milsa de psikole. Says the Gemara now, a story, Hahut Sorba Mirabanon Dahavusanu Shmuane. There was once a young Talmud Chacham, and there were bad rumors going out against him. Doesn't say exactly what the rumors were, but there were rumors against him that he did a certain avera. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Heichi Levit, he contemplated, he said, what should we do to this Sorba Mirabanon? Leshamte, to put him into Nidoy, because there's these bad rumors against him that he did terrible averas. The Rabbanon need him. He's a huge Talmud Chacham, and the Rabbanon gain a lot from being together with him. So, and therefore it would seem that it wouldn't be right to put him into Nidoy. It would be very difficult. But on the other hand, Loy Leshamte, not to put him into Nidoy, Kamitachol Shma Deshmaya, he's making a Chil Hashem. There's bad rumors against him. So Amar Leil Rabba Bar Bar Chano, so Rav Yehuda said to Rabba Bar Bar Chano, Midi Shmir Lach Baha. Did you hear anything about this? What we should do in such a case? So Amar Leil, so Rabba Bar Bar Chano said back that Hachi Amar Rav Yechnan, I know a member from Rav Yechnan. Rav Yechnan said that Ma'id Chsiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk? Kisiv Seikayin Yishmeru Das Utayri Yevakshim Yipiu Ki Malach Hashem Tzevakisu. Rabbi Yechlin darshan from this pasuk that imdoyme harav l'malach Hashem, that when is it that you should be mevakish teirah mipiu? When is it that you should seek teirah from his mouth? Ki malach Hashem tzevakoisu. When he's a malach Hashem tzevakois, imdoyme harav l'malach Hashem, if the Rebbe is similar to a malach Hashem, he's like a malach, so that's when he's a bal madrego, so that's when you've actually teirah mipiv. That's the type of Rebbe that you should seek out to learn from him. V'imlav, however, if he's not a malach Hashem, so then That's not the type of Rebbe that you should learn from anyways. And therefore, what he was saying was, what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was saying, is that even though it's true, that this Sorban Merabbanan is such a big Talmud Chacham, and we really use him a lot, and we gain so much from him, L'maisa, if there's these rumors against him, that he did this terrible Avera, so then he's not Daimel L'malach Hashem Tzavaka, he's in anyways, you're not supposed to be learning from him. So Shamti Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda listened, and he put this Talmud Chacham, he put him into Nidoy. L'saiv Ichlash Rav Yehuda. What happened was, is in the end, Rav Yehuda got sick. Rav Yehuda got sick right after he put this person into Nidoy. Rav Yehuda got sick. Now the Sefer Chasidim, in Maduras Makitze Nirdamim, and Simen Tuf Tuf Kuf Pei Ches, so the Sefer Chasidim points out that it's not uncommon that a person will do something, he stands up, as a kanoi for the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then something bad might happen to him. And the natural thing to think at that moment is, so maybe the person didn't really do the right thing. You know, he thought he was doing the right thing. Or maybe the person might think to himself, maybe I didn't do the right thing. Now that the person gets sick, so he might think to himself, maybe I didn't do the right thing. And that would be a natural feeling. But you, as we'll see from this story, Rav Yehuda did not go with that mahalach. Rav Yehuda still felt very strong that he did the right thing. And even though he got sick, so that was a nesayon, it was a nesayon that Kadosh Baruch was testing him if he's going to back down from what he did. But Rav Yehuda did not back down. It's true he got sick, he was on his deathbed as we'll see, but he still felt very strong that he did the right thing. And Asu Rabbanan l'shayulebe, the Rabbanan went to go visit Rav Yehuda, and this person, this Tzorban Merabbanan who Rav Yehuda had put into Nidoy, he also came along with the Rabbanan to visit Rav Yehuda. Now obviously he had to stay Daud Amais away, that's the din of a menuda, but he stayed as Daud Amais away and he went to visit Rav Yehuda. And Kadchazi Rav Yehuda Chayech, when Rav Yehuda saw him, so Rav Yehuda started to smile. And Amar Leh, so this Tzorban Merabbanan, he said to Rav Yehuda, is it not enough that you put that person, referring to himself, that you put that person into Nidoy? You're even going to laugh at me, you're smiling at me, what's up, why are you doing this? So Amar Leh, so Rav Yehuda said back, that you should know, I'm not laughing at you, the reason why I'm smiling is because d'chiyazlina lahu alma. I know that when I go to Olam Haba, I'm going soon, I'm on my way, and b'dicha datoy, and I felt very good about myself. When I saw you, it made me have a good feeling. That even to a man as great as you, you're such a big Talmud Chacham, and afalpikein, I wasn't going to flatter you, and I wasn't going to withhold the Nidoy. And so I feel good about myself. I feel good when I saw you, that I put even you into Nidoy. And I did the right thing, and even though the natural, it might have been natural to, you know, to be mechanif you, and to say that, oh, you're such a big Talmud Chacham, let's take it easy. No, for the covet of Hashem, I was able to withstand that nesayon, and that's why I feel good. L'maisa, what happened was, is nachnafshi de Rav Yehuda was nifter, and also lebe midrasha. So this menuda, he came to the base medrash. Now the person that put him into Nidoy, Rav Yehuda, was nifter. So this man came to the base medrash, and Amar Luhu, he said to the Talmid Chachamim who were there, he said, Sharuli, will you undo my Nidoy? So Amru Le Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan said to the man, they said, Gavra Dechashiv Krav Yehuda Lekahacha. There's no one in our base medrash that's as great as Rav Yehuda. So even though it's true, we said before, final halacha is that you don't need to have the same person who put the person into Nidoy, he doesn't have to be the same person to undo it. But as we see from this Gemara, even though you could have someone else undo the Nidoy, it has to be someone at least on the same Madrega. And so the Rabbanan, they said to this man that we don't have anyone on that Madrega. We don't have anyone that's on the Darga of Rav Yehuda, the Lishrilach, who could undo your Nidoy. Ela zilagabe de Rav Yehuda Nisiya, but who you could go to Rav Yehuda Nisiya. He's someone that's great like Rav Yehuda, the Lishrilach, and perhaps he will agree to undo your Nidoy. Azul Kamein. The man went to Rav Yehuda Nisiya, and Amar Leilu Rav Ami, Rav Yehuda Nisiya, he was very busy. He said to Rav Ami, he said, Puk Ayin Bedine, go investigate the case, and if he deserves for his Nidoy to be undone, so then you should undo it. And if not, then not. So Ayin Rabbi Yami Bedine. So Rabbi Yami started investigating his case, and Savar Lemishrele, and he wanted to undo the Nidui. He felt that the man deserved for his Nidui to be undone, and so he felt that he was about to undo the Nidui. However, at that moment, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Al Raglov, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani then stood up on his feet, Va'amar, and he said that no, you can't undo the Nidui. Umash Shivcha Shel Beis Rabbi Le'Nagu Chachamim Kalus Reish B'Niduya. If we find that the Shivcha, the maidservant of the house of Rebbe, she once put someone into Nidoi, and we'll say the story soon. She once put someone into Nidoi, and the Chachamim were not willing to be Mekel, to be lenient with that Nidoi. They weren't going to undo it. Shalei Shanim, for 3 years, they held back, and they weren't willing to undo the Nidoi. So Yehuda Chavirenu, our friend Rav Yehuda, Alachas Kama V'Kama, for sure, he's much greater than the Amsa de Bei Rebbe. She's all the more so. We can't just be Nai Kalis Reish in his Nidoi, and now that he moved on, so now we should just undo the Nidoi. We see that the Shivcha Shel Beis Rebbe, the Chachamim waited 3 years, so all the more so in this case. Now, Reb Zera, who was there, he commented, and he said, "Maide, come on, wow, do you realize what's happening over here? The Asa Idna Haisaba, this old man, referring to Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmani, he came today, Bebe Midrash, and the Beis Medrash. Do you see how crazy that is? That punk today, he came to the Beis Medrash, the Kamish Shnei Asa, for many years, he hasn't been in our Beis Medrash. Punk today, he came to our Beis Medrash, when he saw Rav Ami was about to undo the Nidoi. Shmami Nodlami Baila Mishrele." You see that obviously we're supposed to be listening to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, it's a Shkachas Hashem, and we're not supposed to undo the Nidoi. So Lamaisa, what happened was, is Leisharele, they did not undo the Nidoi. Nafak, this Sorban Mirabanan, he left the Beis Medrash, Kikabachi Vazel, as he was crying and walking out, he was very sad, he didn't get his Nidoi undone. So as he was crying and walking, Azel, Asa Zibura, a wasp came, Vitarki Amase, and it bit him by his aver, which is a simon that he Taka did do in Avera, and it seems like the Avera had to do with Gili Arias, and a wasp therefore came and it bit him on his Ama, on his aver. So this was a simon that he Taka did the wrong thing. Ushchevin, the man died. So Ailuhu Lamarasa de Chasida, so they brought him to the cave of the Chasidim to bury him there. He was a big Talmid Chacham. They figured they would bury him there in the cave of the Chasidim. V'loi kibluhu. However, the cave did not accept him. What does it mean, the cave did not accept him? Rashi brings, the Miyuchas LaRashi, that a snake went around the cave and didn't allow them to bring this man's body into the cave. So Ailuhu l'marasa de Dayane, so they brought him to the cave of the Dayanim, v'kibluhu, and over there, they were mekabel him. And asked the Gemara, my taima, why in the cave of the Dayanim were they mekabel this man? L'chayri, he did a bad avera. So why were they mekabel him? Says the Gemara, the Avid Rabbi Eloi. Because at least when he did the Avera, he did it like Rabbi Eloi suggests. The time we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eloi Oymer, Emraya Adam Shiitzri Mizgaber Olav. If a person sees that his Yetzihara is overcoming him, he's not going to overcome his Yetzihara. He's going to do the Avera. So at the very least, Yelech Lamakim Sheema Kirin Aysai. He should go to a place where people do not recognize him. The Yilbash Shchayrim, he should wear black. The Asatif Shchayrim, and he should wrap himself up in black. The Yasim Ashalib Bechafetz, and he should do whatever it is that his heart desires. Val Yechal Shem Shamayim Beferhesia, and he shouldn't make a Chil Hashem. So at least this man, when he did his Avera, he did it in this type of way. So for that, he was accepted into the Marasa Didayane. But Lamaitza, he's the type of person that he should have overcome his Yitzhara. Since he should have overcome, so he wasn't Mamish invited into the Marasa de Chaside, but at least he was invited into the Marasa Didayane. Now, Taisis brings that the memory of Rabbi Eloi doesn't really mean that if a person sees his Yitzhara is overcoming him, so then he should just go in a private place and do the Avera. Taisis brings from Rabbeinu Chananu, and Chas v'shalom lehutar lelasis Avera, el ayudei kach yichne libay. Taisa says that really the purpose of going into the private place is because if a person does all these steps, he goes to the private place, he puts on black, he does all these interesting things, so that itself is going to subdue his Yetzihara, and then he'll do Mashalibay Chafetz, means what his heart really desires. What his heart really desires is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is to do the Ratzon Hashem, and not to do the Avera. But Avada, there's no such thing as a person that it's impossible for him to overcome his Yetzihara. He just has to take the right steps. If he takes these steps, that's what Taisus explains from Rabbeinu Chananu, that if a person would take these steps, so then he would be able to overcome. Says the Gemara now a story that Shivcha the Shabbos Rebbe Mahi. We mentioned that there was this Nidoy that Shivcha base Rebbe that she put someone in. So what exactly was this story? Says the Gemara, the Amse de Be Rebbe, the Shivcha of the house of Rebbe, Chaziz Seilahu Gavra da Havamachi Libnai. She witnessed a certain man that was hitting his son, Libnai Gadol, that was hitting his older son, who was already above Bar Mitzvah. So Amra, she said to this man, Lihaviahu Gavra Bishamto, that man should be a Nidoy, the Ka'avar Mishav Lifnei Iver Lisitai Mechsha, because he's being Iver on Lifnei Iver, on putting a stumbling block in front of the blind by hitting his son, who's already a Gadol. So that's really setting him up. He's setting up his son for failure because his son is likely at that age already going to hit him back. Maybe we'll curse him out. And therefore the father, by hitting him, is being Iver and Lifnei Iver. It would seem to be the same thing would apply to ask a person's child to do something. If a person knows that his child is not going to listen, so look, maybe that would also be Lifnei Iver. To ask a person's child to do something, if you know for sure he's not going to be, if you assume that he's not going to listen, so perhaps asking him, that would be also like this type of halacha of hitting a son who is already above Bar Mitzvah. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, V'Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mechshol, V'Ma'ak L'Lifnei Gadol HaKasu Medaber. On that which the Pasuk says, Lifnei Iver L'Sitei Mechshol, not to put a stumbling block in front of the blind, the Braisa Darshan says it's referring to a person who hits his son who's a Gadol. Now the Ritva explains that it means that it's even talking about this case. Even though the father has the right intentions, he's coming to give his child some Musar, even this is included in the Isra of Lifnei Iver. Now the Ritva also explains that it's Lav Dafka B'nai Gadol, it just depends on whatever the age is that you would normally suspect that the son might retaliate. So at least Bizvan Chazal, the normal age for that was a Gadol. Perhaps nowadays it might be even a little bit younger. Even younger than a Gadol, there would maybe be reason to assume that the child might retaliate. And then once the child at such an age, or maybe it depends on the child, that he's in the stage and the age that he might retaliate, so that's when this Isser of Lifnei Iver applies. Now the Achrayim Claire, in general, when it comes to the Isser of Lifnei Iver, not putting a stumbling block in front of the blind, that he might do an Avera, so is a person Iver on the Isser as soon as he puts the stumbling block there, or is a person only Iver on the Isser once the other person then stumbles and does the Avera? So the Yad Malachi in Simon Shin Samach Zayin, he actually proves from our Gemara that the Isser is even as soon as a person puts the stumbling block there. Because this whole Gemara is not focusing on whether or not the son did anything back to the father. It's just because of the fact that very idea that the father hit his son, that itself was already deserving of Nidoy, that's already Iver and Lifnei Iver. It doesn't matter if the son hits back or not. Just putting the stumbling block there, that's already an Isser of Lifnei Iver. I said the Yad David is Manche the Raya. The Yad David says that no, it could be the Isser the Raya of Lifnei Iver is only if the son does something back. But Afal Pikein, even putting the stumbling block there is still something wrong. Perhaps it's an Isser the Rabbanon. It's still something wrong which was deserving of Nidoy, even though he wasn't mamish over on the Isser the Raya until or unless the son actually hits back. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Another story, that Reish Lakish have a Menatzer Pardesa. Reish Lakish was watching his Pardes, he was watching his orchard, and Asa Hu Gavra V'Ka'achol Te'inim. A man comes into the orchard, and he starts eating Reish Lakish's figs. So Rama Beikala, so Reish Lakish starts yelling at this person, V'Lay Ashkach Be, and the man doesn't listen, he's telling him, stop eating my figs, and the man completely ignores him. So Amar, so Reish Lakish says to him, Lihavia Hu Gavra B'Shamta. That now you're a Nidoy, I hereby announce that you're a Nidoy. So Amar Lei, so this Ganav, he says back to Reish Lakish, Adarabo, Lev Yahu Gavar Bishamta. He says, no, you're a Nidoy. You Reish Lakish, you're a Nidoy. Because the Mamri Nischayavti Lach, Lecha, even though it's true, I might be chayiv to pay you for eating your figs, but Nidoy minis chayavti Lecha, but am I chayiv Nidoy? Is what I did deserving of Nidoy? What I did is deserving of money. I'm a Ganav, fine, so I owe you money, but I'm not chayiv Nidoy. That was interesting. He's being very, very practical. I'm chayv to you money. I'm asking to you, I'm a ganav, but I'm not a menuda. I'm not chayv nidoy. And because you put me a nidoy, so now I'm saying that you're a nidoy. Also, the midrasha. She came to the base medrash, and in the base medrash, they said to Reish Lakish that the ganav is actually right, and shaloi nidoy shalcha inay nidoy. What his nidoy, that's actually an effective nidoy, because when you put someone else into nidoy, shaloi kedin, so that's one of the things that's actually deserving of nidoy. So since you Reish Lakish, you put him into nidoy, shaloi kedin, so his nidoy is actually a valid nidoy, and shalcha inay nidoy, and your nidoy is not a good nidoy. Only his is, because you put him into nidoy, he wasn't chayiv nidoy. He was chayiv to money. He wasn't chayiv nidoy. You can't extract from him a harsher punishment than what he's deserving of. And therefore, your nidoy is not effective. And because you did that, now his nidoy is effective, and you, Reish Lakish, are a nidoy. Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva nigrus meisha in Or Chaim, Chelek Hei, in Siman Tes, Oisid Aleph, where he actually brings from this Gemara that against calling the police against the ganav. Again, obviously, maybe if there's a sakana issue, whatever, there could be other scenarios where it might be deserving of calling the police. But otherwise, Reb Moshe says you're not allowed to call the police against the ganav. Why? Because if you call the police, the goyim in their courts, a ganav in Yiddishkeit, a person who steals is chayiv mamon. So if you take him to bezdin, that's completely fine. Take him to bezdin, he'll be chayiv to mamon. But if you call the police, so in the secular courts, besides the fact that they might charge him money, they might also put him into jail. And that's not something that he's deserving of. He might be a ganav, and he might be chayiv mamon, but he's not chayiv to sit in jail. That's not the halacha. And therefore, you're not allowed to do it. Just like you see from this Gemara, that the base medrash said to Reish Lakish, you're right, he's chayiv to pay you. He's chayiv mamon, but he's not chayiv jail. He's not chayiv to be a nidoy, and therefore you weren't allowed to put him into nidoy. So now says Reish Lakish, umay tekante, so what's my fix? What's the fix for Reish Lakish now that this person put him into nidoy? So they said to him, zil legabe, delishrulach, go to him that he should undo the nidoy. So Reish Lakish said back, but lo yadanale, I don't know who he is. I don't know who this person is. So amrulay, so they said to Reish Lakish, zil legabe nesia, go to the nasi, delishrulach, and the nasi can undo the nidoy. The tanya, like we learned in the braisa, that niduhu, v'eni idea mini deu, if a person gets put into nidoy, and he doesn't know who put him into nidoy, so yelich etzel nasi v'yatzele niduyay. So we could go to the nasi, is always on top of everyone, he has to go to someone at least the same level as the one who put you into nidoy, but fine, you could go to the nasi, and then you could be guaranteed that he's on the same level, if not higher, than the person who made the nidoy, and therefore the nasi is able to undo the nidoy, so that was the etzah for Reish Lakish as well, to go to the nasi that he should undo the nidoy. Amr Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Be'usha hiskinu, and Usha they made a takana, that Av Bezdin shesarach imen adin isai. That if an Av Bezdin does something wrong, he does a terrible avera, so we do not put him into nidoy. Elo imer loy, rather we tell him, hikabed v'shev v'beischa, that you know, treat it very seriously, and do things in privately at least, do it in your house, but we don't want to make a chil Hashem, and publicize the fact that he did an avera, and therefore we do not put him into nidoy. However, Chaz of Sarach, if he continues doing the Avera, so then already Menadin Aysim Ibnei Chilul Hashem. So then we are Menad to him because of Chilul Hashem, because then the opposite, if he keeps on doing the Avera, eventually the public is going to find out, and it's going to be a tremendous Chilul Hashem, the fact that the other Rabbanim are staying quiet. Upligat the Reish Lakish. This is not like Reish Lakish said, the Amar Reish Lakish, Tamu Chacham Shesarach, Im Menad Naisai Befarhesia. The Tamu Chacham, who does something and who doesn't have Arab, so we aren't Menad to him in public. So we are Menad to him, we just make sure not to do it publicly. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, V'chashalta Hayoim V'kashal V'gamnavi Imcho Laila. Says, Laila Kaseyu Kalaila. It means you should cover it up like nighttime, you should cover up the Nidoy like it's in the dark. Marzutra Chasida had a practice that ki mechayiv tzur mirabanan shamta. If a tamu chacham was chayiv nidoy, so bereisha mishamis nafshei. At first, he would put himself into nidoy. V'had the mishamis ledidei, and then he would put the other person into nidoy. And then ki avayel buushpiza, when he got to his house, and it would be uncomfortable for him to be a nidoy while he's in his house. Some bring a raya from here that the nidoy is effective even klapi the bnei beisay, that they're not allowed to be within his dal damis. So when he got to his house, shari le l'nafshe, he undid his nidoy, v'hadar shari le l'didei, and then he undid the other, the tzorben mirabanan's nidoy. So basically, before he put the other tzorben mirabanan into nidoy and undid it, he first did the same thing to himself. And in this way, he ensured that he would remember, that he would take care of the other person's nidoy. Amr Rav Gidal Merav, says Rav Gidal Merav, that Talmud Chacham menade la'atzmai umefer la'atzmai. A Talmud Chacham doesn't need three people, he could put someone into Nidoy by himself and he can undo it himself. Amr Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, that Teisi Li, I deserve credit, D'loy shamisi tzurba mirabana me'olam, I never put a Talmud Chacham into Nidoy, I never did it. Ah, but sometimes a Talmud Chacham is chayiv Nidoy. So says the Gemara, Eliki kamechayiv tzurba mirabanan shamta, if a Talmud Chacham was ever chayiv Nidoy, Hechi Avid. So asked the Gemara, Hechi Avid. So what did Rav Papa do? Says the Gemara, Kihade v'marava. Like that which they said in Eretz Yisrael, that Mimnu an Negida, that Tzurba Mirabanan, Vloy Mimnu Ashamsa. That they voted on giving the Talmud Chacham Malkus, an Gida as Malkus, instead of giving him Nidoy. Malkus was a better punishment to give a Tzurba Mirabanan than Nidoy. And therefore, that's what Rav Papa was saying about himself. That I deserve credit because I never put a Talmud Chacham into Nidoy. Instead, if the Talmud Chacham was deserving of a punishment, I always made sure to give him Malkus instead of Nidoy.